We gave it our all and we definitely don't hold any regrets. Silver medal winning sailor Peter Burling has described the bittersweet feeling of coming second in the 49er. Burling and sailing partner Blair Chuke had hoped to repeat their gold medal win in Rio in Tokyo, but it wasn't to be, with Great Britain edging them out of the top spot. But Peter Burling's still chuffed to be wearing silver.
It's definitely a little bit bittersweet, but I think nonetheless we're incredibly proud of the effort we've put in over the last 4 years or to get to this point, and to know now that we've won another Olympic medal for our country. Definitely the bittersweet moment is just how close we were to achieving our goal of winning another gold. But nonetheless we're incredibly proud to win that silver medal and to know that we've got that wrapped up now, and morning after is pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, you are a top-class athlete, and obviously people at your level compete to win. So how do you reconcile your feelings, that sort of disappointment, and be happy with silver?
I think it takes a little while, but the thing I think we're really proud of is just the effort we had put in. And obviously we had a bit of a tough start to the week this week, and we really fought back and gave ourselves a shot in that last race, and something that it was incredibly tight. It was probably a couple of seconds in it, which is a very small margin in our sport. But it's something that we really gave it our all, and that's all you can do as an athlete is give it your all, and we definitely don't hold any regrets.
Do you reckon time will give you a bit more perspective too? Because you've had one hell of a year. I mean, you won an America's Cup, and now you've got a silver medal.
And I think we're definitely pretty proud of being at our third consecutive medal at Olympic Games. Like you said, it's something that I think time will definitely make it feel a lot better than it did seconds after the finish yesterday. And it's something that I think we're just incredibly proud of the fact that we've actually managed to come here and put together a pretty solid event and walk away with another medal.
Peter, be brutal with this. Be totally upfront. What did you say to each other when you went over the line?
Oh, I can't really remember. I was definitely a little bit quiet there for a couple of seconds and a few pats on the back. And, it was something that we knew we'd put together a pretty solid race. A couple of things didn't quite go our way, with the breeze on the first upwind where we were out the right-hand side and it didn't really quite work out. But we really took a couple of moments to sink in that we hadn't quite managed to achieve that gold medal. But then in the same time, you still managed to win a silver medal for your country, which is something that's not exactly easy to do. So I think we're just incredibly proud of that, and just looking forward to celebrating that with them over the next little period.
You've had a hell of a busy year. So how much time did you actually have to train and focus on this class of sailing?
Yeah, well, I think like everyone else, COVID really threw a bit of a curveball at the Olympic Games. And I think firstly we're obviously incredibly stoked that the Games has actually gone ahead. And I think firstly thanks to everyone here in Japan for being so welcoming. It's been an incredible time up here, and for us it's really been the priority since the America's Cup to make sure we're as ready as we could be for this competition. And it's definitely very different to any other build up we've ever done. We haven't actually raced against, well, the whole fleet hasn't raced against each other for 18 months since our Worlds in the beginning of 2020, just because of how COVID's hit different places at different times and meant that every event has pretty much been cancelled. So it's been a very interesting build up with not much racing, but nonetheless we felt like we're in a really good shape to be able to go and put our best foot forward. And we came so close to winning it, but too stoked to walk away for silver nonetheless.
Peter, you're off to Europe next, right?
Yep.
So are you going to keep an eye out for a location for the America's Cup?
We've just been head down, making sure we're doing everything we could to try and win this Olympic medal. And one thing when you're talking about what you can be proud of with, I think we can be proud of the effort we've put into getting to the point where we were ready to compete. And be proud of the fact that we've really left no stone unturned and done everything we could in the last 6 months since the America's Cup to be ready to go. And we're just going to catch up on everything else in due course.
Well, congratulations, and I'm wondering if you can do me a favour and hand the phone over to Blair.
Yep, all good.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Blair. How does silver look this morning? Pretty damn good?
Yeah, nice addition to the room this morning. Awesome. Awesome. Very proud.
Are you guys sharing a room?
No, we're not. We're the whole team, I think, due to COVID, everyone sort of has their own rooms these days.
Oh, fantastic. Luxury. Hey, have you had an opportunity to talk to the whānau back home?
Yeah, this morning had a chance to check in with back home. It was pretty busy after we finished competing yesterday with all the media obligations and whatnot. But, nice to check in. We had a huge amount of support, obviously. We'd normally have quite a few of our close family and friends here supporting us. But they, we've stalked out that love and support from back home, so that was awesome.
And what did they say to you?
Oh, they're just very proud of what we've achieved, I guess. The ones close to us know, how much we've put into this over not just the last few months, but last few years. So, they're obviously a little bit, gutted with how close we came as well, but they, they're still just very, very proud, so that's awesome.
Blair, are you happy with silver? Can you be happy with silver?
Yeah. Awesome. Won an Olympic medal for your country is an amazing achievement. So we're, like Pete mentioned on the phone just before, with how close it came to getting the gold medal, that makes it a little bit tougher at the time. But nevertheless, just to represent Aotearoa at the Olympic Games is a special thing and something we've always been very proud to do. So to, now know that we're bringing another Olympic medal home is awesome.
So how did you find this Olympic straight off the back of the America's Cup?
Oh, it's been pretty good. It's been a busy few months for us. We knew if we wanted to be a chance to be competitive here, because we hadn't put in a heap of sailing over the last year on the 49er, that we'd have to just dive straight into it. So we've done that. We've prepared well. We did a trip up to Europe where we checked in with the European fleet, did 3 weeks up there, and then we trained back in New Zealand, trained a couple of weeks in Australia, and then here to Japan. So it was a good build-up, but one we pushed very hard. But I guess that's what we're proud of as well. It's just the work we've put in to get to this point.
Are you going to be at Paris?
We'll wait and see. It's been a heck of a journey for us over the last few years. But we've just worked as hard as we could to try and do our best here, so we'll take stock now and reassess. But no, it's always an awesome opportunity when you get to represent your country at the Olympic Games. It's definitely.
And that is Hera Mana sailor Blair Tuke there. And before that, I was talking to Peter Burling. And in the 49er race yesterday, they got Tohu Toa Matawainga silver medals. Tokia, totally cool. Good on them.